Welcome back. It's time for Focus. Tonight we're turning our attentions to Iraq, a country blighted by sectarian rivalry a full year after US troops withdrew. Well, Sunnis complain that they're being sidelined by the Shiite government of Nouri al-Maliki. They've been staging large protests for more than a week and even managed to block key trade routes. Prime Minister Maliki says he's prepared for dialogue but will not tolerate endless demonstrations. And in a new twist, the Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has joined the Sunnis. He says Iraq should have its own Arab Spring moment. Kate Williams has this report.
Ramadi, Iraq. Deputy Prime Minister Salah al-Mutlaq had come to keep the peace. Instead, he came under a barrage of stones and shoes. It only stopped when his bodyguards fired their guns into the air. Three days later, and the growing anti-establishment protests are into a second week. Tens of thousands of Sunnis are demonstrating daily, angry over what they believe is marginalisation and second-class treatment by the Shiite-dominated government.